Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, Kelly. I got an email from you guys that you had difficulty processing a payment or whatever, and I just wanted to update the card.
Okay. Not a problem. Give me just a moment. All right. I was able to pull up an account by your phone number. Can I get you to verify your first and last name?
Jason Anania.
Thank you. Let me see here. And did the email mention which of your subscriptions this is regarding?
I don't know which subscription it is. It just said that they had tried to place I'm not sure which one it is.
Okay, not a problem. Give me just a moment. All right. I do appreciate your patience. I'm just going to go through your orders here to see which one it is that sent you that email.
No problem. I got birds screaming at me. I'm trying to find some place a little quieter.
That's okay. What kind of birds do you have?
Cockatiels and parakeets. Nothing exciting. it looks like it's subscription 007.
Okay.
The big long number that all of them share with -007.
All right. Give me just a moment. Okay, my program's freezing up a little bit. Give me just a minute while
it's
I get that corrected. All right, I'm pulling my program back up. It'll be just a minute. And then I'll be able to access that for you and get you all taken care of.
I'm thinking that's the XL subscription.
I thought... As I was pulling it up before it froze, I thought it was the new Star Trek Universe collection, but let me check.
That sounds possible.
Yeah, we did just start shipping those out. So let me see if that's the case.
I do know... I'm seeing in other websites and everything that the Battlestar Galactica collection just came out with the Loki Space Cruiser. And I didn't know if Eagle Moss was getting ready to ship that to me.
It's definitely possible. Let me see. Just taking a minute to load. I do apologize. Okay. Okay, so you said it was 007. Okay, so 007 is for the that's the Star Trek Starships collection.
Oh, just that's I guess that's just the regular one.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't gotten like any shipments in months and months because I don't know, I get impatient and I just end up buying them from the Eagle Moss shop.
Well, if you ever, we can always skip the ones you've already purchased through the website.
Yeah, and I do that. I'll call back and I'll do that too, but I haven't gotten any in months either, from either direction.
Yeah.
Like I'm waiting for the Battlestar Galactica, I'm waiting for the Loki Star Cruiser, and then the XL collection. I saw that the Nebula class, I think, just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff that I know is getting ready to ship.
Yeah, so I am seeing that that we tried to process the card, and it said that this let me see.
Do you know what the last four digits on the card that you have, which one it was?
If you can, if you'll give them to me, I can verify if that is or is not correct.
0150.
Let me see. No, that's not the one we have on file.
0606.
Nope.
No, well, one of those two will be the one that I replace it with.
Okay. We can go ahead and get that taken care of for you. I do see, let's see. Yeah. So it was, we did try to charge you for that shipment yesterday. So let me go ahead and update that for you. We'll change your card number on file.
Will that affect every account or just this particular one?
Let me, let's put it in for this one, and then we may have to update it on the others. This one is a different card number than the two that you provided, so it may be an old card.
Could
so,
be.
I'll take that card number whenever you're ready.
4147-4002-8320-0606, and that expires 625.
All right. Okay, so that card information was updated. Let's go back here. So that'll probably charge you again on Tuesday for that shipment for the regular Star Trek Starship collection.
Do you know what which models are in that shipment?
I can, it didn't show me, but I can let you know what the next couple are, and it's probably going to be one of those.
Okay. I don't know what number I'm up to on those.
Yeah, let me pull it up one more time. Okay. So it looks like the last shipment you received was the Oron Raider, the Oron Interceptor, and it shows here, let's see. It could be any of the next collection of the ships, so I'll just give you like maybe four or five that could possibly be in the next shipment, since they would just send you the next one available. Okay.
Okay.
Just taking a minute to load, so I do appreciate your patience.
Gives me a chance to pull up the page myself. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot that are in that Discovery collection, not Discovery, Universe collection.
Yeah, we do. That new Universe collection is quite exciting. So it looks like there's 3, 4, 5, 6 ships available. 2 ship. One is the Cardassian Caldon class cruiser.
Do you know what edition number that is?
136, it looks like.
All right, I'll scroll that down and that way I can look it up later. Let's see. Get a pen. Guys, shut up. It's so loud. Okay, 136.
I'm just going to pull it up on my end just to verify that's the issue. Okay, so yeah, that's 136. And then the next one is the USS Antares.
Antares, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's 150.
Number 150.
The next one is the SS Lakul, L-A-K-U-L.
And these are all from the regular collection?
Correct.
Okay. What number is that one?
162.
162.
I never know if I'm pronouncing these right, but I always do my best.
That's the right one. I'm looking at pulling up Google Images online.
I have this SKU number. If you can pull it up if you go to the Eagle Moss website.
Yeah.
I can give you the SKU numbers for it.
You know what? Number 136. I think I have that one. Let me make sure. I think it's this one right here. No, that's the Galore is...
This one is like a brown ship, and it looks like it has little yellow spots on the front.
That's it's very similar to the one that I'm looking at, but I'm going to take this and look at the picture itself with it. I'm a little compulsive. I have hundreds of these. I do have them all kind of organized. Oh, no, it is a different ship. It is similar, but it's not the same.
Okay.
And then 150, that one is the that one I'm looking at that one and I'm pretty sure I have that one too. That one I thought was, I can't tell if it might be an updated version. Let me see. Let's see here. Mm. Bozeman. No. If I do have it, I sure don't see it, so that one's fine.
Okay. Next one is 162.
162. That one. That one. See, now I'm pretty sure I have that one too. Let me look. I have so many that I can't keep track anymore.
That's okay.
At least I do have them organized to where I can find them if I do look for them. I do have that one.
Okay, so we want to skip 162.
162 is called the, let's see, the La Cool.
Mm-hmm. It's the green one. Okay. The description calls it the, well, it looks green to me. But.
It's not, well, I'm looking, it's kind of dark gray. But it's a little cool, so that's, I don't need a color variant if it's just a different color. All right.
Okay. Okay. So the next one after that is the Excelsior Prototype 3, 164.
164. That one is... It's the Excelsior
Prototype 3. It is the Nilo Rotus concept.
Yeah, I do have a lot of the concept ones, but that's one that I think has been out of stock for a while, so I know I've seen it on the website, but I do not have that one. So that one's good.
All right. The next one is issue 174, Captain Archer's Toy Ship.
That one I do have.
Okay, so we'll skip that one. And then the last one is the Husnok Warship, H-U-S-N-O-K Warship, issue 178.
Husnok Warship. I have some Husnok. I don't know if I have that one. I do not have, so that one is fine.
Okay. So we're just skipping the Captain Archer's Toy Ship and the SS La Cool.
Yeah, I know for a fact that I have Captain Archer's toy ship because I have the magazine for it right here in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But to save my life, I don't see it on myself, but whatever. I'll give you something to do today.
Well, if you don't find it, you can always give us a call. We can unskip it.
All right. I know it's got to be here somewhere. So.
Yeah.
Okay. But right. I do appreciate you going through that stuff with me. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. So do you still want me to see if your card number needs updated somewhere else? Or do you want to – we've got it updated on this collection, so we can always, if you get another email, check and see what that's for.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
I don't know if you were able to look and see if it's if any of them have that same number as the old card or not.
I'm pulling
I don't
it
know.
Up right now. Let me see. Okay, so I do see on the Star Trek Starships XL, that one looks like it has the same card on the old one.
All right, we can update that one.
Okay, give me just a moment. All right, I'll go ahead and take that card number from you.
It is four one four seven 4002-8320-0606 and expires 625.
That's been updated. Let me check your Discovery series as well.
Oh, there I found the Captain Archer's ship, so I do have it.
Okay, good. Okay, so it looks like we'll need to update that for the Discovery ships collection too. Give me just a moment. All right, almost there. Okay, go ahead.
that is 4147 4002-8320-0606 and it's 625.
All right. Let me check your other collections just to see if that needs updated anywhere else.
I'm pretty sure I had them all on the same card as a card that the chip in it went bad, so I had to replace it, and so it changed the number on it.
Okay. Looks like there's one more for the Battlestar Galactica series. I'll take that card again.
Okay, it's 4147-4002-8320-0606.
All right. The expiration date?
625.
Thank you.
You know, the funny thing is that I actually hate Star Trek, but I just love I love spaceships.
Well, there's so many with Star Trek. There's, like, it always amazes me how many variations there is. And I love that
right.
we can showcase the variety, you know, and the craftsmanship.
That is cool.
You know, that's, I love it. I love that,
that
there's
is.
There's so many. Like, it's really quite...
With all of my collections together, I think I'm probably somewhere knocking on the door of 300 ships.
And everyone is different. That's what I love.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
single one.
Yeah.
So, all right. We've gotten that card information updated and those two ships skipped for you in the regular... In your regular Starship collection, is there anything else I can do for you today?
There might be, but I'm drawing a blank as to what it could be, so I think
right.
I'm good.
Well, if you need anything else,
I
just give us a call back,
help, yes.
and we'd be happy to help.
You've been fantastic. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.